The Life and Adventures of Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. Read by Michael Maloney. I was born in the year 1632 in the city of York, of a good family, though not of that country, my father being a foreigner of Bremen, who settled first at Hull. He got a good estate by merchandise, and retiring from his trade lived afterwards at York, from where he had married my mother, whose relations were named Robinson, a very good family in that country, and from whom I was called Robinson Kreuznaer. But by the usual corruption of words in England, we are now called, nay, we call ourselves and write our name, Crusoe. Being the third son of the family and not bred to any trade, my head began to be filled very early with rambling thoughts. My father, who was very ancient, had given me a competent share of learning and designed me for the law. But I would be satisfied with nothing but going to sea, and my inclination to this led me so strongly against the will, nay, the commands of my father, that there seemed to be something fatal in this tendency of my nature which led directly to the life of misery which was to befall me. And so I travelled to London, where I first got acquainted with the master of a ship who had travelled to the coast of Guinea, and who, having had very good success there, was resolved to go again. This captain, taking a fancy to my conversation, which was not at all disagreeable at that time, hearing me say I had a mind to see the world, told me if I would go on the voyage with him, it should be at no expense. I should be his messmate and his companion. I embraced the offer, and entering into a strict friendship with this captain, who was an honest, plain-dealing man, I went on the voyage with him, having first...